Hello, communitarians, and welcome to the third edition of The Voice, where we do the same thing we normally do, except we do it with our mouths. Today on The Voice, I'm going to talk about League of Legends, my new addiction. This multiplayer RPG is the product of the same development team that brought us Dota All-Stars on the Warcraft 3 engine. LOL is basically a standalone version of that very popular Dota map, but fans of the original can expect a comfortably expanded experience with a number of lively changes, including an automated matchmaking system, in-depth stat tracking, and an out-of-game leveling system designed to create a persistent metagame, according to the LOL website. For those unfamiliar with Dota, an RTS-style map is divided into halves, with opposing bases occupying opposite corners of the map. The bases are connected by three distinct lanes protected by a series of turrets. When the game begins, both bases spawn endless waves of creeps that meander down the lanes, engaging enemies when and where they find them. You play the role of a champion whose mission is to destroy enemy creeps and turrets, eventually breaking into the enemy base and destroying a crucial structure called a nexus to claim victory. It may sound simple, but success in this game requires an intimate knowledge of the champions and their abilities, as well as great control skills and coordination. So why did I like it so much? I hate to be the gushy fanboy, but I don't even know where to start with this game. Perhaps it was the fact that the download and gameplay are 100% free. I'm in college, the reality of which is that money is a rare and fleeting treasure. As such, I'm always on the lookout for gaming experiences that don't have me selling my soul or promising my firstborn. Still, even a completely free game has to be good to be good, so let's press on. LOL features over 40 unique champions with a variety of skins and an impressive array of abilities. The heroes fall under a number of different classifications, such as tanks who absorb damage and assassins capable of ganking enemy heroes with impressive ease. Champions gain experience each game from killing creeps, enemy champions, and buildings. As they gain levels, champs can put points in a number of different skills, allowing you to customize the way you play your champion from game to game. The really impressive part is the summoner system, which allows you to level up as a player out of game. Every level you get more customization options, including runes and masteries, which work a lot like the glyph pre-patch 4.0, and talent systems from World of Warcraft, respectively. It's a lot like the hyper-addictive RPG aspects of Modern Warfare. You'll find yourself playing over and over again for the chance to level up and unlock a new champion or rune slot. The developers also seem committed to keeping serious and casual play separated. For example, summoners must reach level 20 in the process playing numerous games before they can even queue for ranked matches. This means that most of the noobs are weeded out before they have the chance to pollute the ranked ladder. The bottom line is that you should give this game a shot. It's got a lot of depth, requires plenty of skill, and makes for a really good time. Most importantly, it's totally free, meaning you have absolutely nothing to lose. This has been The Voice with your fearless leader in Control 88. Until next time, keep gaming, communitarians.